Rebbe, the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 6. This is letter number 1812. This is dated the first day of Elul Tavshin Beis, Brooklyn, Shalom Vracha. The Rebbe says, it was with great happiness that I received your letter from the month of Menachem Av, in which you write that even your doctor and you see that it has become much better and that the blood pressure was only a temporary, it just happened to be, and that and it's not what the Rebbe says, as the world would say, oh, it just happened. There's no such a thing. According to the teaching of Baal Shem Tov, everything that happens is specific divine supervision. There is a reason. There's no such a thing as something just happened, but it is the divine providence. But there are two types of divine providence. There is such which the human intellect, the human intellect recognizes that this is the divine providence. The other, the second situation is that the human intellect actually argues about it. And the human intellect says, it just happened. And the godly soul, through its godly intellect, which dresses up in the human intellect. So basically, when your godly soul starts to work, knows the truth, that even what you think just happened is really by divine providence. And on the contrary, there is even a deeper supervision here. There is an example that is brought down about this from the fact what we see in the government in this world. Usually we say that the Malchus, the kingdom of the sky of Hashem, is similar to the kingdom in this world. So what do we see? That the conduct from a king, also there are these two categories. There are the direct command instructions of the king. And there are such matters that for whatever reasons, because of some reason, the king doesn't want that it should be openly that comes from him. Type of a conduct that he's demanding and he wants. When we talk about that kind in the second case, there has to be more wisdom, there needs to be more thought in order to disguise you want it, but you're not going to say it. Like when the king wants you to do something, but he's not going to tell you to do it. So it has to be with more wisdom. And there has to be the item that he wants, also the opposite. This good thing should be done, but you shouldn't know that it comes from him. So, some things the king is open about. He tells you, go ahead, I want you to do this. But some things the king disguises, and you need to figure out that really this is what the king wants you to do. For whatever reason, he doesn't want you to know. Same thing is comparable to Hashem, so to speak. As it says, Holikim also Sheyiru Milfonov. Hashem made that people will be afraid before Hashem. Like we have thundering, right? The thunder, so the intent becomes very clearly, and when you thunder, then that brings about, that arouses a matter of fear of heaven. Because you hear the thunder, the light, you hear that's the noise. So and therefore, you also are able, this idea that you don't need any more. So in other words, it's not direct. You heard it. A thunder, and the thunder reminds you something about the Yiras Hashem. And then you accomplish the intent that the person sort of woke up to it. He heard a thunder, and the thunder got him to think about Hashem. So that's sort of indirectly. So, b'meile. So then you see, hey, you know what? it's not just a happening. Oh, I heard a thunder. No, no, no. This thunder accomplished that you started to behave in a way of seeing Hashem and in a way of Yirat Shamayim, of fear of heaven. The difference is, however, between the human king and the Melech Malcham Lochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that by a human king, there can also be situation he doesn't know that they're happening. The king himself doesn't know that they're happening, that without his instruction. However, when we talk about the kingdom of the heaven, is God forbid, you can't say such a thing. Everything that Hashem does, everything that happens in life, is a message from Hashem. Hashem is telling you something. Nothing is just by a coincidence. So, that's why the Rebbe is saying that even when the health situation comes up and you get a scare, you know, the blood pressure went up. So you say, okay, it just happened. The Rebbe says, no. It didn't just happen. That is a indirect instruction to the person to go ahead and improve themselves in matters of Yirat Shamayim, in matters of fears of heaven. So the Rebbe says, I am happy to read in your letter about the health situation of your family members, and I also hope that in the future you'll be able to give me the good news. Now, the person has a very specific question for the Rebbe. He asked the Rebbe whether he should lead the services. The guy asked the Rebbe whether he should daven, lead the services. Now, apparently there was an issue that he used to daven, because sometimes the people that led the services weren't very religious people. So he said maybe he should daven, maybe it's better for him to lead the services. So the Rebbe says it's self-understood that you must watch your health. But on the other hand, you need to take care that the other one who is going to be leading the services should be somebody who keeps Torah and mitzvahs and should know the meaning of the words that he's saying. So, therefore, the Rebbe says perhaps the middle way would be the proper way, that the main davenings of the day you should daven, but that you shouldn't have to put in too much effort. So part of the davenings should daven somebody that there were takers for that. But as said, it has to be somebody who keeps the Torah and the mitzvahs. The Rebbe says further, I was happy to read in your letter about the influence on children and the matters of Torah mitzvahs. So the Rebbe said, you should do this in a greater format, and also to bring in not only children who are physically children, but also children in Jewish years, meaning people, they may be adults, and they may be old age, but they're still children in their knowledge of Yiddishkeit. Bring them in as well. As my father-in-law used to say, he explained this, that by Jews there are days, months, and years which are counted, those that are conducted according to Torah mitzvahs. That is the meaning, you come in days, you do. So it's possible to be a 70-year-old, but in actuality, as the above explanation, you're still a young child. A 70-year-old who hasn't filled any of his days with Torah mitzvahs is really a child. And the Rebbe is saying to them, bring them in as well. Bring them in, so teach them. And the Rebbe wishes him, to hear good news, both physically, spiritually. And don't forget, the Rebbe said, to write in your next letter your shiurim in Chassidus, about which I already spoke many times, that in our days, at the heels of Mashiach, that study of Chassidus is a necessity for every Jew. And the Rebbe is also putting in together with the main the words that they wrote down that I spoke to the students of the yeshiva, which travel on the shlichus, Merkez Neon Chinuch. They travel in different communities, and the Rebbe says, really, this belongs to every Jew. The Rebbe writes over there that, you know, you have to leave your place of comfort and go out to the people, just like the neshama comes from, all the ways from the Kisei HaKavod, comes from Hashem, and it goes down into this world. That's our mission, is to go away from our place to reach out. Hashem sent everybody on this world to illuminate his area with the light of mitzvah, the Torah Oir, and the luminary of Torah, the Pnimis HaTorah, with the blessing of HaKasiva VaChasim HaTorah. So here the Rebbe is very happy to hear that the health improved, but the Rebbe says, don't take that hiccup, that situation, just as a happening, because the Rebbe says, there's just like by a king in this world, sometimes it's open, sometimes it's disguised, but yet he wants you to recognize it. So the fact that you recognize that, that is a message. And the Rebbe gave the example that sometimes from a thunder, you can say a thunder, it's cloudy, it's raining, so it's thundering. But the Rebbe says, by a human king, some things are, may he not even know, but the Eivishter knows, and therefore it's all a message. The Rebbe further talks about the, happy about the family doing well health-wise, and also the Rebbe discusses about leading the services. The Rebbe suggests a middle way to have somebody knowing the words davening, somebody religious leading the services. And the Rebbe says, suggest the middle way. But the Rebbe says you should have somebody religious leading the services. And the Rebbe also says that don't be satisfied, because he wrote to the Rebbe that he takes care of teaching children and he's bringing them closer. The Rebbe says, yeah, the Rebbe says that don't just be satisfied with children in age, but quoting from the previous Rebbe, that you can be 70 years old and still be a child in Yiddishkeit. And include everybody, teach everybody, inspire them. And the Rebbe brings down, which he's been sending to a lot of people, his words, that we have to leave our comfort zone and go to places to spread out Yiddishkeit. That is what the Neshama was sent down from all the ways, its pure, holy place to this world, and we need to do the same.